various kinds of woe, such soul-perplexing fear? Are these the blessings we expect? Is this the lot of God's elect? Boast not, ye sons of earth, nor look with scornful eyes above your highest mirth. Our sad is ours, we cries. For though our cup seems filled with gall, there's something secret, sweetens all. How harsh shall e'er the way, dear Saviour, still lead on, nor lead us till we say, Father, thy will be done. At most we do but taste it up, for thou alone hast drunk it up. Shall guilty man complain, shall sinful dust repine, and what is all our pain, our life compared with mine? Finish, dear Lord, what is begun. Choose now the way, but still lead on.
As the Lord would help me this evening and grant you prayer for attention. I'll direct you again to the chapter that we read together, the prophecy of Micah, chapter 5. And for our text this evening, we will read verse 5. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. I will not read the full verses again, but the context begins at the beginning of the chapter. And really comes down to the end of verse 6. And it speaks of the salvation that God will provide unto his people. We spoke this morning of Micah, a little of Micah, and the days in which he prophesied. Micah prophesied the coming of the Lord's judgment upon Judah and upon Israel because of their sin. But Micah also came with much blessed gospel. He set before them the encouragement in the face of judgment, where they must trust to, where they must look. And we tried this morning to consider those verses that are, those words that are found in the 9th verse of the 7th chapter. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light and I shall behold his righteousness. And as the Lord would help us this evening coming to this subject, I want to notice how he does bring us forth to the light. It is through this one, the one that he has appointed to be a saviour unto his people. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. We would for a moment just try to speak a little concerning the context that is set before us here. A siege. Troops had come up against the people of Israel. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. The Lord had permitted enemies to come up upon Israel. But here is a saviour set before them. That out of Bethlehem, Ephrata, though Bethlehem was but little, not the considered royal city of Jerusalem, but it was the place of David's birth. And out of that same place was to come David's son and David's Lord, the Saviour. Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. All this is none less than the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, as we hope to notice in a little while. This is a prophecy concerning Christ. And oh, friends, what is the prophet setting before them here? Oh, the judgments that are coming upon you, they need to be put in context. Oh, the judgments that we are under at the moment, they are but temporary. Oh, but the judgment, the final judgment against sin is this. The wages against of sin are death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh, that is the judgment that awaits sinners. But against our judgment, the Lord has provided a saviour. Oh, that Saviour was to come in the fullness of time. Therefore will he give them up until the time. Oh, it was to be the appointed time and not before that Jesus should be born into this world. That time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Oh, he was a shepherd sent forth to gather his people. And he said while he was here upon this earth concerning Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, but you would not. Oh, but he was sent to gather his people. Other sheep have I which are not of this fold, them I must also bring. And this shepherd, wherever his voice is heard, his sheep hear his voice. They know me, they follow me, says the good shepherd. How is his voice heard? It's heard through the preaching of the gospel. How shall they hear? Oh, they shall hear as those are sent forth to preach the word. How shall they preach except they be sent? But oh, friend, what a blessed thing it is. The Lord continues to send forth ambassadors, 7 shepherds, 8 principal men, to preach the gospel, to preach in the face of eternal judgment, a salvation for sinners. That all those who are constrained by the Holy Spirit, whose ears are opened by the work of the Spirit. Oh, the blind who have their eyes open, the deaf who have their ears unstopped, the poor have the gospel preached unto them, that this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. Oh, the word Assyrian here is used in its fullest context, not just the people of Assyria. But here it is as though the prophet is saying that it is everything that comes up against the Lord's people, everything that stands in our way. And oh, friends, what stands in your way this evening? Your sins. The devil tempting you, your old nature. Mighty enemies without, much mightier within. Oh, but friends, in the face of those things, as they plague you this evening, this man. Shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. This is a salvation God has appointed. It is a saviour that he has given and nothing less. And what a saviour he is, he will save. Oh, friends, he will send forth judgment unto victory. Unto victory. Oh, that is the end. He shall be the peace. He shall be the peace, as we want to come to notice in a little while. Oh, the meaning of this word peace, it means victory. He shall be the victory. He shall be the victory. Oh, friends, the word of God is real. It doesn't deal with us with the fluffy peace which is set before us in this world. In this city especially, there's so much of that hippie peace written upon the walls, graffiti, etc. But this is not that peace. Oh, friends, this peace is summed up in this. In this world you shall have tribulation, but in me peace. In me peace. Friends, you see, it's not that the word, it's not that the Lord's people have promised they'll pass through life easy. Not that we'll promise that we'll go to heaven in our armchair. Not that everything will work out well for us. No, in this world you shall have tribulation, but in me peace. Oh, this man shall be the peace. He shall be the final victory. We shall get safe at last. We shall at last ride prosperous over the heads of all our enemies. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be unto God, which giveth us a victory. Through his own dear Son, this one that he has appointed, this man, oh, this blessed man, shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. Well, friends, this is briefly the context that is set before us here. The above all the prophecies of temporal deliverance, or above all the prophecies of temporal things in the Old Testament, there runs this golden thread of prophecy. Oh, you see, all the temporary things. Cyrus, who was going to bring the children of Israel back out of Babylon, Cyrus would pass away. Oh, friends, the children of Israel would still fall. They were going to yet be overrun by the empires of the Greeks, and then by the empires of the Romans, before the Lord came. Oh, friends, it was trouble upon trouble, but in the fullness of time. Therefore, would he give them up until that time? But at that blessed time, there came forth out of Bethlehem Ephrata one who should rule his people Israel, who should set his people in safety from them that puff at them. Oh, eternal safety, eternal victory. This man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. Well, friends, the first thing we would like to try to set before you this evening is who this is. Who is this blessed man? Who is this blessed man? You say to me, well, you've already told us it's Jesus. Yes, friends, it is. But what think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ is a test to try both your state and your scheme? You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. Who is this man? Who is this man? Oh, friends, what does this blessed man mean to you this evening? Is he precious unto you? Is this the one you love? Who is he? Well, friends, firstly, the prophet here, he sets before us, and this man. I know you may say to me, well, the word is in italics this evening. Yes, friends, it is. It is in italics, inserted by our translators, gracious men. They knew what they were doing. Oh, this Saviour is a real man. And that is the first thing we would say about this man. This man shall be the peace. Ah, friends, it is essential that he should be a man. Why? Because there could be no peace except he were a man. Why? Because none less than a man could suffer, bleed and die on account of men's sins. Oh, friends, God could not suffer, bleed and die. Man needed a sacrifice. Man needed a sin bearer. Sinners needed a sin bearer. Oh, friends, God could never be the sin bearer. God could not bear the sins upon the cross of Calvary. God cannot suffer. God cannot bleed. God cannot die. I speak reverently. You say to me, with God, there is nothing that is impossible. Oh, friends, no, there is nothing impossible. But mark the way in which God has provided a Saviour. God made man. That's how he's provided a Saviour. Oh, friends, that's how the seeming impossibility is to be met. As he sent his own dear Son into this world, and the world was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of peace and truth. Oh, this blessed man, a real man. Oh, friends, the reality of his human nature set before us here in the third verse. Therefore, will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Oh, friends, interpreters read this verse in two ways. Some of them refer back to the previous chapter, chapter 4, where we read there, for the pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labour to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. All the while Israel was found trying to labour, trying to find a saviour. They spent their strength for naught. They laboured. All they bore forth was wind. Until that time, they should be like a woman that travailed in birth. But others, and we tend to agree with them, oh, they see here a reference to the prophecy that Isaiah had shortly prophesied before, where we read, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Oh, friends, this is a blessed proof of his humanity. A virgin shall conceive. Oh, the emphasis in the original, although it does not come across very clearly in the English, that which is conceived in thee, as we read in the Gospel of Luke. Oh, friends, the emphasis there, that which is conceived in thee, of thee, by thee. How? By the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Mary had no power alone to bring forth a man-child. It's a new thing. Never had it been accomplished before and never again since. A virgin shall conceive. Mary had no power to bring him forth alone. No, that her conception was given her of the Holy Spirit. But it was conceived. A virgin shall conceive. Flesh of our flesh. Oh, friends, we speak of a great mystery. But he really took our flesh. The Word was made flesh. Oh, but as he, that was formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that which was formed in her, a holy thing, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. No sin in him. A perfect man. A sinless man. Oh, friends, impeccable. As he took into union with his divine person that human nature. Emmanuel, God with us, a real man. Oh, as it is put here, and this man shall be the peace. Oh, a man that he might stand in our room place and said, born of a woman, made under the law. that he should stand under the law, that our offences might be charged unto him, that he should pay the price that was due upon our head. Oh, that he should make his soul an offering for sin, that he should go down there to the cross of Calvary to suffer, to bleed and to die in our room, place instead. Nothing less, nothing more. Oh, that he paid the price in full, and payment God cannot twice demand, once at his bleeding shirt, his hand, and then again at mine. Oh, he paid the price. He paid the price. He was, you see, a suitable saviour, able to suffer, able to bleed, able to die, able to pay the price. Able to pay the price. But then, friends, we can also consider this. Oh, he needed to be a man because God hath appointed him to be that one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, friends, a mediator needs to touch both parties. A mediator needs to touch both parties. We needed one who should come alongside us. Oh, friends, this is what the Lord's people need in trouble, don't they? They need a days man, an advocate, one who should come alongside. How can God ever come alongside man? I speak reverently. I speak reverently. But oh, friends, when we consider as the heaven is high above the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways. Oh, friends, what meeting place can there be between God and man? Oh, but here is the blessed meeting place. Here is the blessed meeting place, and this man shall be the peace. Oh, as he is that one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He is our daysman, our advocate. He comes alongside us, dressed in such feeble flesh as they, as the hymn writer says, my God contracted to a span, made man. Oh, friends, a mystery. Oh, don't think this evening you'll ever get to the end of it. That's where we have to be content to leave it. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh. God manifest in the flesh. And this man shall be the peace. And this man shall be the peace. Oh, a real man. A real man that he might be the saviour of sinners. But then, friends, we read something else about this man in this chapter, and that is this. Yet out of thee, out of Bethlehem Ephrata, shall he come forth unto me that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. This speaks of this man. Oh, his, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Oh, before the day was, I am he. Oh, friends, you see, this man is also God. This is what Micah confesses here. Oh, the Christology of the Old Testament prophets. We should not pass over it. I would encourage you in your own time, if you ever want to look into these things more deeply. Hengstenberg, the German from the 1800s, who wrote those volumes, the Christology of the Old Testament. They may be technical in parts, but there's much soul food in them. These prophets, they set before us much of Jesus Christ. And they did not set it before us in dark ways. Though we look back now with gospel glasses on, nevertheless, friends, all the fullness of the Christology they preached. Here we find Micah confesses. Oh, the fullness of the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh. On the one hand, here we have this man. This man shall be the peace. Manifest in the flesh. But who was manifest in the flesh? Oh, the one of whom Micah could say, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Oh, friends, this cannot speak of a mere man, can it? This man was no mere man. No mere man. Oh, friends, he wasn't one of the natural seed of Adam, if I may put it that way. He did not come forth by natural generation. Then he would have had a beginning. Then it could not have been said of him whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. But no, oh, this man, the man Christ Jesus, was the Word made flesh. And in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Oh, friends, this is nothing less than divinity itself. The blessed Son of God, co-equal, co-eternal. Oh, eternally begotten of the Father, eternally generated, the eternal generation of the Son. Oh, friends, when we use that term, we do not mean that the Son had a beginning. No, his eternity is the same as the Father. The attribute that is given unto his person in the Word of God is this: he was generated, really generated by the Father, another mystery. Oh, friends, they are the two great mysteries of our holy faith. The mystery of God, one God. Israel, thy God, one God. But one God, three persons, in the name, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The eternal Son. Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Oh, the everlasting Son of God, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the everlasting Son. They are equal, co-equal, co-eternal. They've ever existed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the one that is set before us here, whose goings forth have been of old, from everlasting. From everlasting. Oh, friends, what a precious thing it is when we can see by faith the going forth of the Son from everlasting for us. For us. Oh, we read it there in Proverbs 8 in those beautiful words the Son was with the Father as one brought up with him, but his delights were with the sons of men. Oh, friends, that's the beginning of his goings forth in salvation. Oh, in the everlasting covenant, as we were put in Christ, in that everlasting covenant, he became our covenant head, our surety. His goings forth have been of old, even of everlasting. Oh, friends, that's where we must trace our salvation to. Our salvation is in the eternity of the Son of God, whose goings forth have been from of old, even from everlasting. Oh, and we read it so beautifully set before us in the book of Revelation. John saw him, the Lamb, in the midst of the throne, the Lamb as it had been slain from before the foundations of the world, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Oh, friends, what a mystery it is. In union with the Lamb, from condemnation free, the saints from everlasting were and shall forever be. Oh, that's our salvation. It's bound up in this. The eternity of the Son of God. Oh, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. From everlasting. Oh, friends, our Saviour is none less than the eternal Word, the eternal Son of God, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. We see his goings forth from of old in time. Or if we can separate here, if we may do, perhaps we should not, but we have here two terms from everlasting. Perhaps we can consider there, the acts in eternity for our salvation, from of old. Oh, his acts in time. The Son. Oh, as he appeared unto his people of old in those theophanies, those pre-incarnate appearances of the Son of God. We think especially this evening, the captain of the Lord's host, the book of Joshua, as Joshua stood. Oh, the armies of Israel. The armies that were coming up against them in battle. Oh, but this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into the land. Oh, Joshua beheld the captain of the Lord's host, none less than the Son of God, whose goings forth had been from of old, from everlasting. Ah, friends, it was he who watched over Israel, the fiery, cloudy pillar in the midst of Israel, the Shekinah glory, there between the cherubim upon the mercy seat, the fire which would never go out. Oh, and he is still with his church, his goings forth, they far from of old. Oh, but he is still going forth in the salvation of sinners, in the preaching of the gospel. But, friends, to come back to the point we wanted to make. Oh, we read in this chapter, in this man, two natures, one person. Oh, the blessed Son of God, the eternal Son of God, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, and a man of whom we read, until that time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. And what does she bring forth? Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the God-man, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And this man shall be the peace. Oh, friends, this is who this man is. And we will only find peace in this man as we come to receive him as he really is. Oh, friends, if he's just a man, then there'll be no salvation. Because, friends, what efficacy is there in the death, even of a perfect man? And if he is God, just God, oh, friends, I say reverently, he also is unable to save us as just God, because he is unable to make that offering for sin. Oh, but as the God-man, he becomes our Saviour, our Lord, our Christ, the Anointed One, the one that the Father has appointed to be our peace, by whom we should have victory over sin, over death, and over hell. This man. Oh, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Ah, friends, that was the question put to the disciples of old. They could see he was a real man. They experienced with him his hunger, his thirst, his weariness. Oh, they experienced with him those emotions when he sighed, when he groaned within him. And it was expressed, when he was angry, righteous anger. Oh, it was plainly evident unto them that he was a real man. But some, they thought of him as none more than a man. He was just a man. But what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Oh, what was going to be the answer to the question? The son of Joseph and Mary? No. What was the answer that was given? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee. No, friends, nothing but the divine revelation of the Holy Spirit. Without that, we will never receive this man as anything more than a mere man. Oh, but by the revelation of the Holy Ghost we receive in that babe of Bethlehem, my God contracted to a span, he whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, made man, that he might be a suitable Saviour, that he might be that one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Oh, friends, can you receive him by faith this evening as the eternal Son of God, God made man? And oh, friends, can you receive him as your Christ, your Saviour, as he is set before us here in this verse? And this man shall be the peace. Oh, this blessed man, the God-man, Emmanuel, God with us, he shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into the land. Oh, friends, what think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? Do you receive the Saviour, the Christ of God? He who is the Word made flesh. Oh, the holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, such a high priest became us. Touched with the feelings of our infirmities, made tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Who took not on him the nature of angels, but was found in fashion as a man. And this man shall be the peace. But oh, friends, what a blessed office he was called to. What else do we read of this man here? Oh, we read concerning this man that he shall be a ruler in Israel. He shall be a king unto his people. And it is in his office of king that he will be our peace when the Assyrian comes into the land. It is through him that we have victory. King Jesus. Oh, he shall put his feet upon the neck of his enemies. He shall ride prosperously over their head. Out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be a ruler of Israel. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Oh, this blessed man, sent forth to rule his people Israel. But oh, we also read this, that he shall stand and feed. He shall stand and feed. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Ah, friends, he leadeth his sheep out. When he leadeth his sheep out, he goeth before them, that he might bring them into green pastures, that he might feed them on himself. Ah, except we eat his flesh and drink his blood, there is no life in us. But himself he gives unto us freely. Ah, he gives himself unto us freely, that we should eat, that we should drink, that we should draw all sustenance from him. And to this end, oh friends, he is our prophet, our shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. As he leads us, as he teaches us the things concerning himself, this man, he shall stand and feed, and feed. We read this about him in the strength of the Lord. Oh, friends, another divine mystery of Christology. The anointing of this man with the Holy Ghost without measure. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because he, that is the Father, hath anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach glad tidings, good tidings unto sinners. And John beheld, and he saw, heard a voice from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son, hear ye him. And he saw the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove upon him. Oh, friends, he performed his work in the strength of the Lord, who offered himself. Oh, that is sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice by and through the eternal Spirit. Oh, another great mystery of our most holy faith. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, the name that was upon him. The Lord, our righteousness, he stood in the majesty of that as he offered up himself for us a sacrifice for sin, and they should abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. Oh, this is the one that is gathering unto him out of every nation, kindred, tribe and tongue, a people for his praise, this man. Oh, is anything too hard for the Lord? Friend, do you feel this evening your case is beyond this man? Do you feel he's unable to save you? Do you say, ah, for the righteous, but me, a poor wretched sinner? But this man, oh friends, this man is able to subdue unto himself to the ends of the earth all nations. His arm is not shortened, he cannot save. Oh, he is mighty to save. Why? Because he is the Lord. Oh, he whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Oh, you see, friends, we have a divine Saviour who is able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Able to save. Able to save. And our friends willing to save. Jesus ready stands to save you. Full of pity, joined with power. Full of pity, joined with power. Oh, friends, don't doubt it this evening. Don't doubt it this evening. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. This he gives you. This he gives you. 'Tis the Spirit's rising beam. Therefore, come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able. He is willing. Doubt no more. Oh, this blessed man, able to save. Able to save, a mighty Saviour, a ruler. Prophet, priest and king, everything his people needs. And this man shall be the peace. Oh, he has been sent forth for victory for his people. This blessed man. But then, friends, we want to come to this. Oh, what do you know of this man? What do you know of his man? Oh, this is salvation. This is salvation. Is summed up by the Apostle Paul, that I might know him, this man, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, have fellowship with him in his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death. Oh, friends, this is the gospel, that they might know thee, the Father, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Ah, friends, this is the only way of salvation. That we should be brought to know this dear man, and that we should be brought to know his voice. My sheep hear my voice, they know me. They know me. Oh, friends, I ask you this evening, do you know this man? Do you know this blessed man? Oh, do you know anything of this peace that he gives unto his people? Have you victory over sin, over death? Oh, friends, have you got victory this evening over the devil and over your old nature through this blessed man? Because, friends, oh, except we know him, we have no life in us. Oh, except we know him, we are none of his. Because the word of God tells us plainly, they should all know him. They should all know me, from the least unto the greatest of them. Who shall they know? This blessed man. Oh, this blessed man. And in knowing him, we shall also know deity itself. Oh, because we shall know him whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. He is the revelation of the Father. The revelation of the Father, the very revelation of God. No man has seen God at any time and lived, but ye have seen me. Oh, we have seen the Son, and in seeing the Son, ye have known me, ye have known the Father. Oh, and this is life eternal, that they should know thee and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Oh, friends, do you know this man? Do you know this blessed God, man? Do you know Emmanuel? Is he your saviour? Or has he saved you from your sins? Is he your covert this evening, the store, the shadow of a great rock in a mighty land? Oh, friends, is he your ark this evening as the waves of the flood are rising round about you? Oh, is he your hiding place in the day of trouble? Is he your only hope? Is he your safety? Oh, friends, is he your saviour? Because if you really know this man, that's what he will be. Oh, whom say ye that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Will ye also go away? Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I say, do you know him, friends? Do you know him? This is what will separate you between life and death, friends. This is the blood upon your doorpost when this slain angel passes by. Friends, this is what will keep you in the midst of the virus that surrounds you from fear. Oh, the knowledge of this blessed man. Do you know him? Oh, do you know him? This is life eternal. Life eternal, that we should know him. That we should know this man. Oh, this man shall be the peace. You see, friends, he won't be our peace if we don't know him. If we don't know him, we won't know any of his peace. Oh, the Assyrians shall overrun us. We shall sink in death. Sink in eternity into the bottom of the blackness of darkness forever, where the worm dieth not. Oh, but if we know this man, the smilings of his face, oh, if Jesus is precious unto us, oh, if we could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee, Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Friends, do you know that truth this evening? Oh, is it written in your souls? Do you need him? Do you need him? Oh, do you feel that you could be parted from everything else but from this dear man? Oh, friends, that's what it is to know him. Oh, to find the power that comes forth from him. He hath power to remit sins. Power to forgive sins. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That he should freely remit the sins of his people. Oh, to know him is to know peace, pardon. To know him is to know security. Oh, friends, he is an almighty rock, a safe place. And this man shall be the peace. But, friends, we must continue to look beyond this man, to look what this man does for his people. What does this man do for this people? This man shall be the peace. He is the peace for his people. Oh, friends, what is the cause of our dispeace? As we are born into this world, born in the darkness of nature, at enmity with God, with peace at hell, with God at war. We think we live at peace. We think we've got peace. Many people outside may think they know something of peace. But they know nothing of the peace that is written in this verse. Because as soon as trouble comes, they've got no peace. Men's hearts fail them because of fear. Oh, friends, I ask you this evening, have you got no peace? Have you got no peace? Are you yet outside of this verse? This man shall be the peace. You haven't yet found the peace that's inside this verse. Are you tossed up and down? tossed up and down, filled with fears. Blackness, darkness, you know, not your right hand from your left. Oh, friends, what a solemn place we're in till we are brought into this verse by the Holy Spirit, and this man shall be the peace. Oh, and we obtain peace. But if you obtain peace through this man, what has he done? What has he done for you? Oh, I tell you what he's done for you. He's taken away your sin. Because that is the cause of God's, of this peace between you and God. Your sins have separated between you and God. Oh, you've been made afar off by your sins. Separated from God by your sins. And God, the God of all peace. And therefore, friends, if we are without God, we have no peace. Oh, if he is the God of all peace, then outside of God, separated from him, separated by our sins, we have no peace. And friends, we brought that upon ourselves. The word of God tells us that. Because we read in Isaiah 53, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Oh, you see, friends, we have brought the punishment of dispeace upon our head. But upon this man was laid the chastisement of our peace. Ah, friends, upon this man was laid all the wrath of God against the sins of his people. Upon this dear man was laid the punishment that was due unto our sins, the sins of his people. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, he hath borne our griefs, our iniquities, our transgressions, all laid upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Oh, friends, he bore away the chastisement of our dispeace at Calvary. Oh, he bore away there our sins. He paid the price that the Lord demanded for them as he gave his life an offering for all. Oh, as he poured out his soul a ransom. The ransom price and payment God cannot twice demand. Once at my bleeding shirt his hand and then again at mine. And this man shall be the peace. Oh, friends, he is our peace as he bears away our sins. And therefore, having become our propitiation, taken away the source of God's displeasure, taken away the source of separation. That's what a propitiation is. Rendered us again propitious unto God. Oh, that God might be reconciled unto us. Oh, that he might draw us again by his love. That he might behold us in Jesus Christ. That he might take us to be his sons, his daughters, sons and daughters of the Most High God. This man shall be the peace. Oh, friends, this man shall be the peace as he bears away your sins upon the cross. And the Lord's people prove it. Oh, when the eye of faith sees Jesus suffering in their room, place and sphere. Ah, friends, what is the effect? Peace by his cross as Jesus made. The church's everlasting head and with a shout of victory to glory God. Ah, peace by his cross as he's borne your sins away upon the cross. And then, friends, we receive the peace of God which passeth all understanding. All understanding. Perfect peace. 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 Shalom. Shalom. Oh, friends, then we can say with that dear woman, woman who had that son given to her by the prophet from God. And it fell upon a day. The son became sick and he died. She saddled an ass and she went unto the prophet. The prophet's servant met her and he said, "Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" "It is well. Shalom, shalom. Peace, peace." That was the answer she gave. Oh, just those two words repeated. Shalom, shalom. Peace, peace. Why? Why? Why was it peace to her? Because this man shall be the peace. Oh, you see, friends, if our sins are forgiven, if we're reconciled to God, then our state in this world and in eternity is peace, peace. Why? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Peace, peace. You see, friends, from the cross at Calvary flows every blessing. And every blessing has written over it for the Lord's people, peace. Peace. Every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. And this man shall be the peace. This man shall be the peace. Oh, friends, he is our peace as he has gained victory over the devil. Victory over death. Oh, as he's taken away the sting of the death. As it is no longer death to die, as the hymn writer can say. Oh, friends, how rare it is that we are really able to view that by faith. But when we can. Ah, friends, when is it we can say It is no longer death to die. When is it we can look the monster in the eye with no dread? Oh, it's when we see this blessed man. Oh, when we know something of him. If by any means we might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, how through this man that shall be the peace, shall be our peace. Oh, peace in that great day. The devil may be tempting you this evening, whether you'll ever find that peace in that tremendous day when heart and flesh shall fail. Oh, but friends, all the while this promise is spoken concerning the Lord's people. In the world you shall have tribulation, but in me peace, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, that peace cannot fail. It's not given as the world giveth. He will not revoke that gift of peace. But eternal peace, lo, I am with you always. I am with you always, even in the hour and article of death. Oh, when the Assyrians come into the land. That's when we prove the peace. Notice that, friends. Oh, when we're sailing along in calm, in prosperity. Then we have little need of this blessed man. Oh, and how we spurn him and how we content to be found afar off from him. To think hard thoughts of him and small thoughts of him. And to think we no longer need him. To think we've got beyond him. But when the Assyrian comes into the land. Oh, friends, when death comes upon us, illness. When the plague comes to our house. Oh, when we are brought down in business. Oh, friends, when old nature gets the better of us. When we prove, oh, we fall 10,000 times a day. When we have to wrestle against besetting sins. Oh, when we are brought into those low places spiritually. The Assyrian comes into the land, but then. Oh, Israel's God, thy peace shall be. This man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. Oh, friends, at that very moment, you will prove. Ah, beneath his sheltering blood, will Jordan's icy waves divide and land your safe soul with God. Oh, friends, we can live in the comfort of this all the time. But sad to say, we are found the same sin of the children of Israel of old, spiritual adultery, wandering. We leave our first love. Ah, friends, we're found going our own ways. And he visits our iniquities with the rod. He hides his face from us. And what a solemn place we are found in, but he's good to his promise. This man shall be the peace. This man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into the land. And friends, those of you that have had many battles with the Assyrians, those of you that have had many skirmishes, the Assyrians have oft time conquered you. Have you proved this word has ever failed? Oh, has it ever failed you? This man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into the land. No, oft as sins thy soul assail thee, as oft as the Assyrian comes into the land, turn thine eyes to Jesus' blood. He beneath the Spirit's ceiling stands thy great high priest with God. And oh, as your eyes of faith behold him as your great high priest, ever living to make intercession for you, whereby, wherefore he is able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Oh, he is able, he is again willing. Oh, as we have to come just as we are, without one plea. But that his blood was shed for us, and that he bids us come. Oh, as we have to come to him, plead with him for peace and pardon, we prove again and again, he never fails. This man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. But then, friends, we wanted to say this. Oh, this man shall be the peace. The word here doesn't mean the peace as the world understands it. Some light is shed upon this by Gideon. Gideon said in the day that he went after the men of the kings of Midian, and he came up to the men of Peniel. You'll read it in Judges chapter 8. He said to the men of Peniel, saying, "When I come again in peace, I'll break down this tower." Gideon wasn't coming in peace, was he, you say? Gideon was going to come up to them again in the intent to cast down their tower. When he finished off the Midianites, he was coming to finish off the men of Peniel. What does that mean? Peace? Oh, friends, what does this word peace really mean? It means here in the Hebrew victory. Oh, when I come again in victory. When I've won over the Midianites, I'm coming back to sort you out. That's what Gideon's saying. Oh, friends, we must see this verse in the same way. This man shall be the victory when the Assyrians shall come into the land. Oh, friends, the Lord's people have to know warfare. We don't go through this life in an easy chair. No, we go through this life putting on the whole armour of God. Putting on the whole armour of God. Oh, friends, we are in the midst of battle. Paul, in writing to the Romans, he speaks in the, if I can just light on it there, in the closing chapter, where he says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." Oh, friends, if God is going to bruise Satan under your feet, you're going to know much of this warfare. You're going to know much of the Assyrian in the land. But, he will be your victory. It doesn't mean, friends, you'll go throughout life without battle scars. It doesn't mean you'll go throughout life without any warfare, no. But in the warfare, the victory is assured. Friends, we cannot see it. We often feel it's unequal warfare against us. We often fear that the word of God is going to fail and we're going to be swallowed up. But if we could see it by faith, friends, the victory is unequal the other way round. Because the Lord be on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? All the Assyrians that come up against us. Oh, it's just like the army that the prophet saw of old. Open the young man's eyes that he might behold. Oh, the thousands that are for us. The thousands that are for us. Why? Because he is the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is on our side. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This man shall be the victory when the Assyrians shall come into the land. Oh, friends, it doesn't say that we will not have to fight. In this world you shall have tribulation, but in me peace. Oh, in me victory. Those two things, friends, they can't be understood any other way. How can we put together those two contrary things? In the world you shall have tribulation, in me peace. Tribulation and peace at the same time? Yes, friends, as we view it in this light. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. In me you shall have peace. Victory. Final victory. Oh, little victories here, now and again, as we have conquests. Oh, happy moments. Israel realizing those conquests over sin. Oh, but at last, that final victory. That final victory. We shall get safe at last. And that is assured through this man. This man shall be the victory, shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. One more thing we would say, friends, this is the only way of victory. Again, it's not always easy to understand these passages of scripture, but some interpret the remainder of this verse in this way. The prophet says, "And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land." But old nature, the sinners in the land, they rise up and they say, when he shall tread in our palaces, that is the Assyrian, we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword and the land of Nimrod in the entrances thereof. And the prophet replies and said, no, that's not so. This man. He shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land and when he treadeth down our borders. Oh, the prophet is emphasizing here time and time again to a people that would not hear. This is the only way of salvation. This man and this man alone. Friends, will you hear that this evening? Oh, you made willing by sovereign grace to commit alone to this man. Your only way of salvation. He alone is salvation. The Lord. Oh, the Lord is salvation, none other else, no other name given among men, whereby we shall be saved. But friends, other interpreters, they would read it in this way. Oh, that under this man shall be our peace, as under him we shall appoint 7 shepherds, 8 principal men. Some see them as the preacher of the gospel. The numbers are irrelevant. When it is put like this in Hebrew, 7 and 8, 6 and 7, 2 numbers together like this, it implies multiplicity. Numbers that no man can number. Oh, the Lord will always have an army on this earth, church militant. He will always have a remnant, and that remnant will always be fighting against sin, against death, and against hell. And they will have conquest from time to time. They will get victories. But the prophet reminds them, though under God, he will appoint the means. He may appoint his servants to go forth in battle, but we must not lose sight of this. He shall deliver us. He shall deliver us. It's this man. Whatever way we read it, friends, the truth that underlies this is exactly the same. The emphasis is this man, and this man alone, by which we shall have victory, by which we shall have salvation. No other way. Oh, friends, there's no other way of salvation. But then, friends, in final place this evening, I want briefly to say a few words concerning this. When the Assyrian shall come into the land. When the Assyrian shall come into the land. I've already said, friends, we should not just see this. I do not believe in the context the prophet actually spoke in his day and generation. It was to only be interpreted concerning the literal Assyrian. Jesus Christ was not coming to just crush the literal Assyrian. Jesus Christ was coming to crush every enemy that stands against the church. Oh, if God be for us in Jesus Christ, what can separate us? What can be against us? What can separate us from the love of God? Tribulation, peril or sword? Things present, things to come, in the height or in the depth? Or you read those closing verses of Romans, an absolute comprehensive catalogue, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Oh, friends, that means encompassed in this word Assyrians is everything else. Everything else. Doesn't matter what your circumstances are this evening. Doesn't matter what's risen up against you. Everything else is included in this. When the Assyrian shall come into the land, this man shall be the peace. Why? Because he has gained the victory over them. Final victory. We will be delivered from them at last. Oh, delivered from them at last. What a blessed thing that is. But friends, the point I wanted to make is this. The Assyrian is in his control. You read in the opening verse of this chapter, now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. Who hath laid siege against us? The Lord. The Lord. Oh, friends, the Assyrians didn't come up by chance. The virus hasn't gone forth upon us by chance. It's in the Lord's hands. It's in the Lord's hands. The prophet Habakkuk makes exactly the same statement. There in the 16th verse of that third chapter, at the close of that verse, when he says, when he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Who is that he? Not the enemy, but the enemy in the hand of God. Not the enemy alone, the enemy in the hand of God. Friends, it's the Lord appoints a day of adversity. The Lord appoints a day of adversity. Oh, he permits these enemies to come up upon his people that they might prove. Oh, that when the Assyrian comes into the land, this man shall be their peace. Oh, you see, friends, nothing comes to pass by chance. His judgments. When our enemies seem to ride over us. Oh, friends, they're in the Lord's hands. It is the Lord's appointment. And therefore, there is a double comfort in this verse, you see. Oh, it's not only that he has provided a saviour from the Assyrians, but, friends, the Assyrian is held in his hands. When Satan went forth against Job, Satan was a chained foe. He could only go as far as God gave him leave. Thus far, no further, and here shall thy proud ways be stayed. The apostle speaks of the same thing in the New Testament. In the first epistle to the Corinthians, where he says this, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Temptation there, not meaning temptation to sin, because God does not tempt man. We read that in the epistle to James. But we read that he tempted Abraham. What does it mean, trial? Oh, when the Lord permits the Assyrian to come up upon you to try you. To test you. Oh, there is no temptation taken you, but that such is common to man. But God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Oh, friends, the emphasis is there, but will with the temptation. Oh, friends, when the Lord permits the Assyrian to come into the land, he's already appointed his saviour. This man, this blessed man, he shall be the peace. When the Assyrian comes up into your land under the appointment of God. Oh, God, he's over the temptation. Friends, he's over the deliverance, and therefore the deliverance is sure. Because the whole, from beginning to end, is in his hands. That's what comforted Habakkuk. That's what comforted Micah. Oh, friends, that's what comforted the apostle. And the apostle proved, didn't he? Time and time again, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, friends, of ourselves will never bear it. But with this man, this blessed man with us, this daysman, this advocate by us, oh, we'll be able to stand. How shall we stand the trying day? Oh, that's a temptation, isn't it? But here is the answer. This man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. Oh, friends, in closing, keep your eyes fixed on him. Lose sight of Jesus and his cross and soon we fall to pray. Oh, friends, I know I repeat those words incessantly. But how slow we are to learn them. Lose sight of Jesus and his cross. Look unto me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. This man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. Oh, friends, there's no other way. That's what the word of God tells us, doesn't it? Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Friends, that is the only way to stand the trying day. Oh, we had it this morning, the Micah looking unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. Therefore, when I look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. He will bring me forth to the light and I shall behold his righteousness. Habakkuk made exactly the same comment. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Oh, friends, that's deliverance when the Assyrian comes into the land. The Lord will make your feet like hinds' feet. You'll skip through these troubles. Skip through these troubles. Hinds, friends, they run in such a way their feet hardly touch the earth. Oh, that's how the Lord will make his people go through trouble. Make their feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. He will bring us back. Oh, to sit in the light, to behold his righteousness. Therefore, look unto him. Look unto this blessed man who says, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am the Lord, and there is none else. Oh, friends, don't lose sight of him this evening. Oh, and if you are losing sight of him, pray the Lord that he will keep your eyes on Jesus fixed and there your hopes to stay, because he will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, friends, this you see is the answer in the day of adversity, a way provided. Oh, a way provided by God, support in it, victories in it, little victories here. Oh, friends, there will be little victories continually. Warfare continually. But from time to time, the Lord will bring you out into a wealthy place. Promised here, because this man shall be the victory, shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. But oh, friends, at last, final victory. Final victory. Victory from sin, death and hell. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? And there, in eternity to come, for the Lord's people, oh, victory over men, devils and sin. Peace. Perfect peace in Jesus. In Jesus. Peace. Perfect peace in this dark world of sin. Where is it to be found, friends? Where is it to be found? But alone in this blessed man who shall be the peace. Oh, the God-man whose goings forth have been from of old, from of everlasting. But at that time, she which travaileth hath brought forth. And oh, what a saviour she has brought forth, Emmanuel, God with us, the Lord and saviour Jesus Christ, who is able to save. A way of escape made in the midst of temptation. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. May we know him, and may we prove him each this evening to be our peace. Amen.
Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. Thou canst o'ercome this heart of mine, thou canst victorious prove, for everlasting strength is thine, and everlasting love. Bound down with
Lord, we plead thy forgiveness upon all that's been uttered amiss in the worship of thy house this evening. We plead, Lord, that thou wouldst grant us that blessing. Oh, that we might know, that we might see, that we might behold by faith this evening that blessed man whom thou hast appointed to be a prince and a saviour unto thy people, to be a refuge in times of trouble, and to grant us victory from every foe, and at last that we should be gathered with him in glory to come. Lord, we plead that any that know thee not, any to which these things have been speaking this evening are strange things, oh, that thou wouldst draw near unto them this evening and grant them a revelation of thy salvation in Jesus Christ. Oh, and Lord, that thou wouldst keep our minds stayed on him, that we might know that perfect peace. Take us, O Lord, under thy safe care and keeping this evening. Grant us journeying mercies, those of us that have to return to our home and in our homes. Watch over us in the night watches. Grant us rest and sleep for our bodies. Keep us in thy fear. Oh, to that moment when thou wilt take us at last in final victory unto thyself. Prepare us, Lord, for that tremendous day. Be with us during the week that is laid before us. Lord, thou knowest the end of all things. We plead that we might be enabled to commit them into thy hands this evening and to wait only upon thee. Forgive us, Lord, of our every sin. Bless us in our souls with that knowledge of our sins forgiven, our pardon secured, and our peace. Oh, our peace obtained through Jesus Christ and him alone. We'd ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.